It's interesting. If people want to save TikTok, they have to vote for me. If they don't want to save TikTok, you know, well, let's see what happens. But China doesn't want me to win, obviously, because I was kicking China's ass. Nobody ever beat you. I took hundreds of billions of dollars out of China. I took contracts away from China. I took the phone system away from China, going to Italy and to other countries. China will do everything they can. And it's one of the things that's really a little bit nerve-wracking. They are putting the full force. They don't want me. They want to continue to rip off America.
There's a message. If you want to save TikTok, you have to vote for Donald Trump. There are votes there. You just got to make people understand why.
He just always surprises me with these random things he pulls out. I never would have expected him to say, I'm going to be your TikTok candidate.
Do you know why, though? It's because he understands it. He's not waiting for someone to feed him these things.
Yeah.
Which Kamala Harris is only getting fed things. Mm-hmm. We are asking you right now to grade or assess or advise the campaigns of Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, the presumptive nominee. But I'm more confident that Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee than that she's not. But I am waiting, and I've said this forever, I'm waiting till the end of the convention till we have an actual nominee. 314-241-9797. Call us, and you can get on the air and quickly assess what you think about the campaigns and maybe what you would do differently. 314-241-9797. Let's start with Joe. Joe, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So far, I think the Harris campaign is doing a good job, but they can only hide her for so long and do so many, you know, real easy appearances where she can get up on stage and come across with a real positive message. And at the same time, change some of her prior statements and prior positions. I think what the Trump campaign needs to do is focus on how tough of a prosecutor she was and how bad San Francisco is. I have friends that have moved out of San Francisco because of literally they couldn't go from their multi-million dollar condominium to their grocery store without walking through a homeless encampment. So, I mean, San Francisco is literally, and this is right by Ghirardelli Square.
Yeah.
I mean, it is bad. The San Francisco's not what it used to be, unfortunately. And I love going to San Francisco.
I appreciate Joe, you're keying in on something really important here. Thank you for the phone call about Kamala Harris and San Francisco. That's the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows the San Francisco story. And, you know, it's one thing to talk about California Democrats. You hone in on San Francisco. She's a San Francisco Democrat. That is the solution, in my mind, to making sure that people understand here are the things that Donald Trump wants to do. Here is where Kamala Harris comes from. And here is, you know, exhibit A, B, C, D, all the way through the alphabet of ways that she's tried to bring San Francisco to your doorstep. Over and over and over again. Let's get to Linda's call here. If you guys want to join us, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Linda, thank you for calling the show. What do you think?
Hi, Annie.
Hello.
I think Kamala Harris is really proud that she inhales all the time. And I think she's still inhaling. She was on late night TV during the 2020 debates, and Tulsi Gabbard tore up on stage. Because her prosecution record, she was prosecuting people for that same thing and leaving them in longer than their terms.
Yeah, that is very true. And that clip, when it comes back up again and again, every time you watch it and you watch Tulsi Gabbard calmly, effectively slice and dice Kamala Harris's record on that specific thing, that issue, her job as attorney general, where she was locking people up for things that she'd bragged about doing in a pandering moment with the Breakfast Club, that does not sit well with people.
No, this is the callers are hitting really good points here. These are things you really can show in a TV ad. You can talk about, I mean, you talk about San Francisco. Unless you are from San Francisco and you have some sort of past view of it, your view of it right now is dirty. It's drugs. Mm-hmm. It's homeless.
What's the number one thing you think about when you think about San Francisco?
That. I think about people pooping on the sidewalk.
Poop on the street.
Yeah.
Let's say poop map.
Poop on the street. The poop map that Ron DeSantis pulled out of his jacket when he was debating Gavin Newsom. He's like, here's where the poop is.
And that was so effective. And we talked about it in terms of Gavin Newsom versus DeSantis, but we haven't with Kamala Harris versus Trump.
Not as much as we should. Because it's accurate. I mean, it's not like a good smear, to use a word. It's accurate. It's the future, if that's what you choose to accept in this election.
Yeah, it's not a good smear. It's a very good log.
314-241-9797. The next caller gets to have Ryan Wiggins' seat in the studio. Get out of here. Oh, I'm just kidding. Let's go to Marcellus. Marcellus, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about these campaigns?
Well, I just want to say this. I am a black male. I'm voting for Trump no matter what. However, I do have some brethren that I'm trying to move in that direction. However, they're a little turned off about his bombastic way of speaking. And he tends to always only include himself in his accomplishments. Now, we all know that everything that Trump accomplished that was good for the economy in his first administration, he didn't do that alone.
Yeah.
But when he's challenged, he tends to say, I, you know, and we know it's not I. And my wife can tell you that. I didn't get where I'm at because I did it all on my own. I had someone by my side that supported me. So he needs to include his group of advisors. And no matter what we see or hear in the media, we're going to be challenged in every way because the Democrats have the media in their pocket. So the misinformation and things of that nature is going to be more prevalent.
Marcellus, you seem really confident in the reason you're voting for Trump, and what you seem to have a little trepidation about is moving your friends past the selfish, kind of egotistical reputation that Donald Trump has. Are your friends default Kamala Harris voters? Are they default going to go to the polls to vote for Harris, and you're trying to get them to switch to Trump? Do they support Harris?
No, they don't necessarily support Harris because the way I'm trying to move them is we need to think about our children. Right now, we're going to go through some trials and tribulations as we get older, but we need to look ahead. And I think the Harris, this is how I'm selling them, I think the Harris administration, if they were to get in office, would just make it worse for my babies and my grandkids.
What part about the future of a Harris presidency bothers you about how it will affect your kids?
Well, I think right now we're trying to fight toward getting religion put back in schools. We're trying to get back into communities, more or less, you know, having churches and communities for people to more or less understand each other on a human, you know, as human beings, and the economy. I would like my grandkids to be able to own a house.
Yes.
Or go to college and to more or less whatever degree, the program they you know, choose to pursue, they can get a job in that, you know, in that sector. But, you know, I'm not saying anything against botanists or what have you. I'm sure there's something out there for you. But some of these colleges are now coming up with things that make really no sense.
Marcellus, I want you to recommend to your friends to listen to the show and give me a heads up when they're going to do it. We'll do a segment just for them. How's that sound?
Okay.
Sound good?
That sounds great.
Yeah, you can go to AnnieFryShow.com and send me an email on the contact thing there, and maybe we can set something up. I think that would be fun. Thank you for calling the show. Okay. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Annie.
Yep. You know, the first thing that he tells us is that he's a black man voting for Donald Trump. That's happening. And then he tells us about the things that are important to his future. They're things that are important to everybody's future.
Exactly.
There's no, like, category of issues that are specifically important to him. It's the American dream to be able to do the things that he's saying and to know that when you look forward to your grandchildren and the America that they're going to experience, that it is what you got to experience and better. There's no race associated with any of that.
Which is great.
Yes.
I mean, and it's exactly what we need to be voting on.
We're going to take a couple more phone calls here. Let's go with Caleb. Caleb, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Real quick, what are your thoughts on one or the other campaigns, Harris and Trump?
Hey, good afternoon. I agree with the last caller. He's a little bombastic. I think he needs to... Trump, I'm speaking of.
Yeah, we got you. Marcellus is going, hey!
I think he gets himself in a lot of trouble how off the cuff he is. But that's one of the reasons that I really like him.
It's that double-edged
sword. Doesn't go off of... Say again?
It's that double-edged sword where you kind of... The good right. and the bad, it's all in one thing. You can't really separate them.
Right. He goes off of his heart. He's not reading off of a team written paper of a focused group idea. But the left tends to focus in on... The little micro instances where he gets himself in trouble, whereas anybody in life will get themselves in trouble if they speak from the mind, if you just segment it down to a 2-second clip. But the whole context of the idea is strong in what ultimately most Republicans are voting for.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I appreciate you adding to that conversation there that Marcellus started, because the bombastic nature is part of him being his own man. And that's, you know, when you have the super polished, like, I just want somebody who's, you know, really professional and really polished. I mean, in fact, that is an act. It doesn't mean it's a lie. Doesn't mean it's a deception inherently. But the super polished nature of it is part of a performance. And Trump just does it a little bit differently. Kara, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think about these two races as we enter here in August?
Well, I think that Trump needs to start calling Kamala the chameleon.
Yeah.
Because she changes with every person you talk to, every district, everywhere she goes, she flip-flops and changes around. And Trump is the real thing. He will tell you like it is. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. He's going to tell you like it is.
Yeah.
And she's just flip-flopping everything.
She's whoever you need her to be in that moment at that time. And people will see through that. One more call before we go to a break here. John, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Yeah, Annie, I'm concerned because I believe that she's going to get a lot of votes just because of her skin color.
Yeah, but I mean...
I'm not convinced. That, well, as a matter of fact, I know she can't do the job, but she's going to get a lot of votes just because of her skin color, and she's going to play that very heavy in the African-American community. I'm African-American myself, but I cannot see myself voting for Kamala Harris.
What is it about her that you're not interested in supporting?
I'm not interested in supporting her flip-flopping. I'm not interested in supporting her in any direction because she says whatever she needs to say to try to convince people to get the votes. This lady is, I mean, she's not truthful. She's not truthful at all. She watched Biden go down the drain and said nothing. Look at her record. Look at her record. I would just invite people to look at her record when she was attorney general there in San Diego and see how many African-American people thumb through had, you know, did the wrong thing and they had to go to jail. Mm. But she put more African-American men in jail than any other attorney general in the history of that city.
John, I want to ask you, you identified yourself as a black male, and I want to know if when you hear Donald Trump talking, he went to that black journalist convention, was sitting there, and it was a hostile situation. And of course, he met the hostility that was on that stage with his own hostility. That's what the guy does. I don't even know. I'm a white woman, and I want to talk about these issues, and I want to, you know, talk about the black vote, but I think it's kind of pandery to talk about the black vote. Like, you would vote like a monolith. You're obviously saying yourself that there are black people who are going to vote for her based on her skin color, but you yourself as a black man aren't. What do you want to encourage people to understand about the complication of identity politics, especially as they apply to this race?
When you look at the country, the state of the country today, everybody should ask themselves a question. Who's going to better serve me and my family? When you look at the 8 years Barack Obama was in office, nothing was accomplished for African Americans. Nothing that you can put, you can't even shake a stick at it. When you look at Joe Biden, nothing was accomplished. When you look at the statistics of what happened the 4 years of Trump administration, African Americans, Hispanic, Asian, white, everybody was on the come up. And that's what we need to do. We need to choose somebody, regardless, and I know Trump is gosh, he's a lot of things that he says I cringe. But he's met hostily because of he's a white man. He's at this black journalism thing, and the media has painted him as being somebody who is prejudiced. Kamala Harris will be the first one to say he's racist. He did the same thing to Joe Biden. I would encourage African-American, whites, Hispanics, look at the record. Don't just look at a person's skin color. Look at the record and make your decisions according to the record rather than skin color. And that will turn this country around.
Ryan, John's going to take your chair.
John, you want to come in studio for the rest of the
John,
show?
John, you're my favorite, and I appreciate you. You speak so much common sense.
I will be there. I will be there in about 15 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm going to take off.
We've got to stop. We've got to stop voting for a person just because of their skin color.
Yes.
We've got to look at what's going to benefit your family. You know, I'm looking, and I hate to keep going on, but I'm listening to all of the politics. I'm listening to the politics playing out in the St. Louis area. All I'm hearing is woman's right to choose, fighting for abortion, fighting for this. You know, wait a minute. Is that the only thing you got to campaign on? Is that abortion? Where is our integrity? Because every woman that's getting pregnant and having an abortion is not being raped.
Yeah, you can have my chair too. Hey, John, I don't know if you feel comfortable doing this, but I'm going to ask you to, if you would go to AnnieFryShow.com and send an email to the contact thing, I would like to get in. I would like to talk to you more. And I'm just thinking here,
sure.
Like, what if we had a John and Marcellus panel and they came in for an hour and we just talked about this stuff in studio? John, would you be interested in doing that?
I would love it.
All right. Well, get in contact with us so we can get in contact with you. And I really appreciate your common sense approach to this. And I really am very incredibly grateful that you listen to the show. Thank you for being out there. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, Brad, you're going to produce the show and John's going to be here in 15 minutes.
I mean, come on. Why don't we vote on policies is what both of those were. I mean, actually, everybody who called
That's
was
amazing.
Saying that. Why are we looking so much at personalities and outward characteristics and not voting on the policies of people who we've seen how they govern?
If you like that idea of us having John and Marcellus, of course, if they're listening and they can get in contact with us, would you like to have those kind of listener panels? I think that would be an incredible thing to do where maybe people can call in even and challenge them while they're in here. We need to get to know them and everything. I hope they're not crazy. They sure don't sound. They sound pretty sane to me.
Well, we'll find out live.
Oh, man. What a great set of calls. Thank you to everybody who reached out. We got to take a quick break. We're going to put B or not the B in 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, sounds good.
And we'll talk a little bit about this poll. Is Kamala Harris's race an important topic in the presidential race? I think John just answered that question. What do you think? Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.